Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I think we're set, sort of. I don't know what to do with my mic. Hat looks kind of weird at this angle. I don't know. I'm trying to look cool Christmas, and I don't think it's working. plus, I'm about to, like, Grinch all over people's, like, day, man. I'm kicking a hornet's nest. You guys have clicked to hear me talk about why Final Fantasy 12 is better than Final Fantasy 16. So let's get into the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Cup of Genre Daily Cog here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Genreverse Podcast Network available on all your favorite podcast apps. We do seem to be pretty popular on Apple. So if you're listening to us on that or Spotify or any other favorite apps, give us a follow. Leave us a review, especially those on Apple. Please do leave us a review, and hopefully it's 5 stars. And if you're watching us on YouTube, all of our podcasts go up on YouTube in addition to reaction videos for anime trailers and whatnot. So subscribe on the YouTube channel. Really great way to consume our content and look at my ugly mug. We got merch. There's also merch. Link in the description box below. All these prints on all sorts of items. And of course, LRMonline.com. Every day for all entertainment news, needs and opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. It's a pretty cool website. I started as a writer here. We are looking for writers. There's an article right there. Michael at LRMonline.com. If you're interested, put in LRM, new contributor in the subject line, and shoot him a message if you're interested in writing about anything in geek, pop culture, entertainment, tabletop gaming, video games, anime, manga, whatever you want. Write about your passion here at LRM Online. But now I do video. There's also the celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel. But now I do video, but I do write the occasional article. We do cover everything. There's anime news. You guys are if you're fans of anime, you should have heard some buzz about this. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the number one thing on MAL for next season. Let's see. Solo Leveling will be releasing here in the U.S. January 6th, though. Yes, I believe it is number one, just above Classroom of the Elite Season 3, which we will also be covering. So yeah, January 6, 2024, Crunchyroll will have it. Not quite sure about any others. I don't see the word exclusive here, and I've been surprised to see things like Spy Family, Zom 100 be on multiple platforms. I don't know why it's surprising, but it is. It's weird, I should say, but not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Having options is actually a good thing. Competition is what breeds innovation, and Crunchyroll seriously needs some innovation, at least on their app UI, that specifically. Anyways, we're going to be reacting to Solo Leveling. It's something that caught my eye a long time ago. One of the first trailers for it. We, the AVR guys, and gal, my wife, us over doing the anime, we try to be anime only, and we try not to research things too much because it's really easy to get spoiled on things, and that happens way, way too often for comfort. So I saw a little bit of the buzz, I was like, I want to make sure we react to that. So it's been on our radar for a while. We're going to do reactions to it. I hope you guys check that out if you're into the anime thing. If not, check out some anime. Back in November, actually, I released a suggestion right here. 5 anime recommendations for the whole family. Not necessarily the whole family can watch it, but there was something for everyone in your family. The young kid, the teenager, the dirty adult. There's a little bit of something in there for everyone. So go check that video out. Let's carry on to another story at LRMonline.com, which has got some people up in arms. Sean Gunn been cast as Maxwell Lord. I almost said Mark Lord, and I was like, no, that's not it. So I tried to casually look at the screen, and there I'm outing myself like Penn and Teller showing how they do a magic trick. He's going to play Maxwell Lord. You guys may have remembered Pedro Pascal playing a version of that character in that awful Wonder Woman 84 movie. And yes, it was an awful movie. Not because of Pedro, not just because of Pedro, and it's not necessarily his fault. Anyways, it's such a mess of a movie. Sean Gunn, most of you guys know, if you're watching here on YouTube, you can see the character image we've got up. Kraglin from Guardians of the Galaxy. This piece was written by Cam Clark. Previous piece on Solo Leveling from Shockey, Michael Connelly. People know Sean Gunn mostly as this. He also did the on-set like stand-in for Rocket and Weasel in that other film with Peacemaker, the Suicide Squad. Hi, cat. My cat just jumped into my lap. Say hi, Saris. Okay. So he's going to be playing Maxwell Lord. It's reportedly not a villain. It's going to be a very different take. We'll see what happens. The trade deadline. Deadline was the trade that had this report. Quote, it's not clear if Sean Gunn's Maxwell Lord will make a cameo in Brother Gunn's Superman Legacy, which will go into production next year. The character, as I hear it, will be referenced in the background of Legacy, but will appear in future DC projects. A similar motif will occur for other characters in the new DC universe. The first phase, which is named Gods and Monsters Chapter 1, Stay Tuned. Gunn had this to say on Instagram himself. Calling Maxwell Lord a villain seems reductionist, as he was originally portrayed in Justice League International, JLI, made him one of my favorite characters. So I know there's been some people online complaining about Gunn putting, you know, people he always works with in the movies, but to be fair, he always puts them in everything he's working on, whether it was Marvel or DC, and him going into a new position doing the exact same thing. It's just consistency. We'll see how the characters are used. I don't expect to see Sean do much more at all than what you saw him do for Guardians films as Kraglin. But I could be wrong. I know it's rubbing a lot of people the wrong way, but Judd Apatow does it. Mel Brooks had a habit of doing it. Kevin Smith does it. Christopher Nolan does it. Like, people find a group that they like to work with, and they keep working with them. So I'm not a DC guy. This isn't my fight, but I found it kind of interesting. In the character choice, and some of the responses online is all. So why is that look like that? Okay, never mind. Sorry, I knocking stuff over when I got confused about what was on my screen. The way OBS looked, I had this weird, oh, I can't show you the box. Anyways.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's on me. We're going to get into the Final Fantasy 16 stuff now. Final Fantasy 16 and why I think 12 is better than 16. So one, I've played a lot of 16. I have not finished it, and I cannot honestly say that I will finish it. Why? Well, it's not much of a game. There's a lot of cutscenes, a lot of sitting there walking back and forth between cutscenes, hours and hours of cutscenes, and the missions that aren't go clear the dungeon can be as simple as, hey, go collect 3 types of sand, and it'll be a main mission. And while you're collecting them, you'll have to fight some random baddies that aren't all too difficult whatsoever. Or it'll be like, hey, you got to go talk to this person. They are probably captured or being kept away by some monster. So you go literally like the equivalent of a quarter mile up the street, a few blocks up the street from where you just got this mission, and some dude's standing on a rock, and you've got to kill a few monsters, and then that again is a main mission, and you go back down a few blocks, and that's it. And then you'll finally get to some cutscenes, and you'll get a bunch of story and stuff that's meant. As I try to skip around some of these, they were all playing cutscenes. Go figure, except for this one right here. Look at that, ads. Is this wrong? I'm kind of feeding ourselves ad views, right? It's not a game. Like the combat's fun. Like, I do enjoy the combat, and I like level grinding, even though it's a grind in and of itself, simply because... And it takes a lot to level. It takes a lot to level up, and you don't need it technically. Like, the way I understand it, by the time you're like in the 30s, man, and you can get there just following the story, you're good to go. I don't know if I'll ever actually finish the game because I'm just not interested in it. All of that story gets broken apart by these very boring walks. And because so much of the cutscenes are static and they're just looking at people talking, and you don't get a lot of interaction with your party members in between, like when you're out in the fields and stuff like that, especially after how much interaction you get in 15, it feels so disconnected, and really, it was really disheartening for me, because I wanted to like this game. There's a lot of potential here, but the balance is just off. It feels like two completely different things. There's stuff you watch, and then there's stuff you play, and the play gets kind of boring. I hate going, not the combat. Combat's fun. I wish there could be more of it, so to speak. I like level grinding. But also the towns, they feel so pointless because there's no need for items. There's no status ailments. There's no need for you to have multiple shops to go to. So you talk to the same people about the same things. There's just nothing there for me, man. And so I have a lot of issues with Final Final Fantasy 16. And look, if they wanted to make a show about Final, you know, if they wanted to do the Final Fantasy show, which, you know, allegedly they do want to do, I would be all for it. And this could have been a great Final Fantasy show. But I don't think this is much of a Final Fantasy game to where it actually meant nothing when a certain big character dies fairly early on, a quarter or so into the game, I think. And when they died, I was like, I'm supposed to feel something, but I don't, because it just feels like I never interacted with the character. I just watched some cutscenes. And I hate that. I hate that I felt that. But hey, that's that. So why does Final Fantasy 12 get to be called better than Final Fantasy 16? Well, one, I've bought it twice. I've got the Steelbook version, the original from the PS2, and the Zodiac Age on the PS4 that came out a couple of years ago. Actually, still got the sleeve for it. That's weird, but I wanted to show the you know, it's Steelbook. So, and with those, we also got both at the same time that we got the original and the Zodiac Age, the freaking Strat Guides. I am a fan of it and was a fan before. It kind of proves, you know, like it's not hindsight. Was a fan originally, so much so bought it again. So don't accuse me of pulling a prequel trilogy. You liked it after you hated it. It had its issues. Vaughn is obviously one of them. You can totally go OP as all hell in the original, clearing the whole license board for every character. Which, let's face it, man, if you do that, that's pretty awesome in my mind, because it takes a lot of play to do that. Final Fantasy 12 mixed the combat, the turn-based combat, with real time in a way that I really, really enjoyed, and I'm showing the trailer here on screen. Maybe I should make it on the small. There we go. Hopefully avoid any copyright issues. I think they did a really great job blending the combat. The story itself, away from Vaughn, is good classic fantasy fare, man. I think I don't want to spoil anything, because there's a lot of things people might not there's a lot of people that might not have played this game, and hopefully you'll give it a shot, since the Zodiac Age is a much better version than the original that we got. The story's good. It's not like a Final Fantasy 7 or 8, but it's good. It's solid. Villain is a little bland, but hey, a lot of fantasy villains can be bland. They could be super brutal. They could be Sauron. But when you look at Sauron just without all of the background, it's just a big evil bad guy, right? I think 15 had a very interesting villain. So you got a really good combat system that allows you to use the environment, your position, in real time while dealing with some turn-based strategy. The gambit system that you can use to customize your party so they act automatically is super in-depth. Like, it can get overwhelming, but it helps out in a lot of fights to really have that finite control, and you can always go in and take manual control. The hunts that they're showing in the trailer right now are great. The graphics were amazing for the PS2, of course. But they hold up pretty decent nowadays compared to a lot of games from back then, in the Zodiac Age having the HD textures makes it feel less awful. it's not as harsh as going back to 7, 8 or 9. 12's play is just worth it, and worth going through it at least twice, like I did, original and PS4. It's an actual game. You have actual interactions with your characters, and of course it's older, so there's a lot of like tech stuff that doesn't get voice acted, which is fine, but it's got way more voice acting than you would think from something this long ago. You actually feel connected to the characters because you interact with them more than just the cutscenes. There's betrayal. There's betrayal from non-familial and familial betrayal. There's wonderful villages and towns to visit. I don't know why I worded it that way, but they were showing the Viera and the not the Feywood. That's the bad one. I forget the Viera's wooded areas. But they do have really cool locations, like the world itself. Ivalice is a world Final Fantasy has visited multiple freaking times, you know. When you look at the tactics games and 12. So it's got a lot going for it, and all of that is stuff that makes it better than 15. It's got status ailments. There's a reason to visit all of the little different places in the towns that you go to. It's not like just, oh wow, look at all this stuff, it's really pretty in 16, but you can't interact with anything, and walking all over the place is almost pointless because there's not a lot of bad guys and barely any items, and you don't really need items anyways. So yeah, it's actually more fun to explore. Final Fantasy 12, so good. Even Christine played it and beat it before I did. She actually beat this original one. To be fair, I was in the army doing army things, but she did. She beat the original one before I got to. That's it, guys. That's it. I'm gonna be done with it. We're done talking smack about Final Fantasy 16. I hope you guys check out more content here on the Genreverse. All these anime reactions, all these podcasts covering everything you can imagine, geek, pop culture, entertainment. If you like listening to our content and can't listen and watch YouTube at the same time or whatever, check all of our non-reaction content out on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Redbubble link in the description box has all of our merch. And of course, as always, check out lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. I'm done. I'll hopefully see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.